And my daughter, who is a teenager, she's asleep.
I'm sorry?
What? My daughter, who is a teenager, she's asleep.
And Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.
We're studying the Zohar from Parsha Naso, section 2. And this section is a section from Reaya Mehemna. Whenever the Zohar is being taught by the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's mentioned that it's one of the Reaya Mehemna sections. Reaya means the faithful shepherd. And it's I'm sorry, Jack. Go ahead.
Is this in Numbers? Because we're in Numbers now?
Well, Naso is in Numbers.
Yeah, so that's why I said this in
Numbers. Naso is the second parashah in But also, in the Zohar, the Idrazuta, the large assembly, is in Numbers. It is in the Parsha of Naso. It's a very powerful section, Parsha, dealing with all of the 12 tribes and actually control of the astrological influences. Verse 9. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Mi ben shaloshim shana v'mala va'ed ben chamishim shana kol haba la'avod avodat Avoda v'avodat ma'asa v'ohel moed pikudada liot chalivim meshorim v'amikdash v'agid yokimna le'elach haka sarich lechadesh milin deha kohenihu Makriv Karbana Vihu Mikael Levihu Gabriel Ihu Tsarich Lenagna. From 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, everyone that came to do the service of the ministry and the service of carrying in the tent of meeting. This commandment is that the Levites should sing in the temple. Although this was already explained before, we need to add something new. For it is the priest who sacrifices the offering, and he is the angel Michael, which is Chesed. Chesed being the priest. Levi is Gavriel, who is Givurah, and Givurah is called Levi, and he should play music. The verse is coming to speak of the three parts that need to be unified in dealing with the mitzvah of sacrifices. The kohen, the right column, does the action of the sacrifice itself. The Levi is elevating every part of the process through the singing that the Levites did while in the temple. And the Israel, the person bringing the sacrifice, is the central column who unifies all both sides together. And that's what's being explained and expressed here. But it also brings this idea of the period of time that a Levite could sing was from the age of 30 until the age of 50. And there are a lot of questions that come up from that. You know, there are men who have good voices after the age of 50. There are men who have beautiful voices before the age of 30. Why was the service in the temple limited to that range? Verse 10. Virazad mila yomam yitzaveh Hashem chazdo da chesed kahana Rabad mikael ihu kohen Ched yot legabe Mare ve'im kol da deched yot Ihu etzel mare Melech dechayot hakodesh Ihu bevirkat chediot al tehi kala beenecha v'chayihu yomam yitzaveh Hashem chazdo. The secret of yet Hashem will command His steadfast love in the daytime. That is chesed of Zeranpin, which is the high priest, because Michael is a common priest in relation to his master, chesed of Zeranpin. Nevertheless, even though he is a common priest in relation to his master, and a king over the holy living creatures that are in Yetzirah, it was said of him, "Let not be the blessing of a common priest be light in your eyes." That is what is meant by, yet Hashem will command His chesed in the deep daytime. And typically, in the Mehemna, the Reaya Behemna sections, they're a little esoteric. And this verse is also a little esoteric. What is it doing here? What is it explaining? This whole verse of chesed in the daytime. Well, we know that chesed comes out in the daytime. That's the reason the sun comes up. It's because the energy of chesed has caused it to come up. The energy of chesed has overcome the energy of gevurah that takes place at night. And this concept is being expressed here that Michael is in charge of the creatures, the chayot, which are the angels of the world of Yetzirah. Michael is in charge of that, but that's actually Metatron. So here it's implying that Metatron and Michael are the same soul, the same entity. And there is a lot of confusion over that issue. Verse 11. Uva laila shiro imi dagvura shiro Bekor shoro chadar lo Ufne shor mechash smol V'Gabriel Sheluche V'Tzarich L'Shorer U'Nagen V'Chedva B'Chamra D'Oraita L'Itaska D'Oraita Yekayem Kumin Roni V'Laila L'Rosh Ashmukrot. And in the night his song shall be with me, which is Givurah of Zeranpin. Since Shira, meaning song, is similar to the firstling of his herd. And the word for herd, Shoro, means plural of bulls. The firstling of his herd, grandeur, is his. and the face of an ox on the left side. Shira and Shor are identical. Gavriel is the messenger of Gevurah. It is incumbent upon him to sing and play music happily with the wine of Torah. Study the Torah and fulfill, arise, cry out in the night, in the beginning of the watches, which is a verse from Echa, Lamentations. And again, it's that this verse is explaining things, but it's kind of hard to understand where we're going, what is coming, what are the purposes of these verses. But what it's explaining is the word ox or bull, Taurus, is in Hebrew is called Shor. And in the vision of Ezekiel, he saw the face of an ox on the left side, indicating the ox. The word Shor is a left column connection. Left column means Gevurah. Gevurah means power, judgment, strength. This is the nature of the left side. It is the power base of the tree of life. That is why when after Mashiach comes, and there still will be children, it will only be due to the left side, the left part of the tree, the desire to receive, which is the power base within the tree of life. When God speaks to us, the metaphor is a still small voice within. When the vessel speaks, it's in a powerful voice of the sound of the trumpet. These metaphors are explaining the essences of the different sephirot. Verse 12. V'yema b'yashmurot kama salichot v'tachanunim uvakashot b'kol mine rina bigrone dihu kinor li'af pakha be'kala b'shit kanfe rea im vavrada Bishit iskan tekaneveda vav vaipuk le miliba tetaman bina kimaduk nuha mare matnitin chalev mevin ipuk ben bimbina mi ben ya. What is it? Dihu afroach Bishit gadfin Visalekle Bishit iskan Dikanedi nun Shesh ma'alot Lakise. He should say at dawn several penitential prayers, slichot, supplications and petitions, with all kinds of joyful chants in his throat, that is like a fiddle to produce the voice with the six parts of his lungs, that is five lobes of the lungs, with the rose lobe, which is a small venous lobe that is attached to the lung, and in the six rings of the windpipe that is alluding to the vav for Zeranpin that comes out from the heart where Bina is situated. As the authors of the Mishnah have explained, The heart has understanding. A son that is Zeron Pin comes out from Bina, the son Ben of Yud-Heh. The letters of Bina are Ben Yud-Heh, which is Vav, which alludes to a newborn chick with six wings, namely Zeron Pin that has six sephirot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, and Yesod. He shall raise them by the six rings of the windpipe, which are the six rungs of the throne, because Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, and Yesod of Zeron Pin are six steps to Bina, that is referred to as the throne, to Chokmah. And again, this verse is a little esoteric. You have to ask yourself, how does it relate to what was asked before? But it's bringing the idea that Zeron Pin is coming from Bina, and that clearly the letters of Bina spell the word son of Yud-Heh. And who is the son of Yud-Heh is Zeron Pin, which is the internal essence of Bina. The purpose of Bina, the second phase of the four phases, the purpose is to bring forth the third phase, which is Zeron Pin, the darkness. Bring forth the desire for what the vessel can share. We discussed that extensively in the four phases, and I recommend people to listen to those recordings. Your study of Kabbalah will be hindered to the degree that you do not have true understanding of the four phases. Verse 13. Vebet kursayan inun kise kavod marom merishon v'inun liba ufuma levayomer kiyad alkes ya milchama lahashem v'yamalek Kaved Samael, Puma de Kise, Kes, Ahidiktiv Tiku, Vachodesh, Shofar Vigomer. There are two thrones, as it is written, a glorious throne exalted from the beginning, meaning that it is higher than the first throne, indicating that there are two thrones. There the heart, which is Bina, and the mouth, which is Malchut. The heart, as written, because Yah has sworn by his throne, is Bina, which is a throne for Yud-Heh, Chokmah. And the heart is the secret of that Hashem will have war with Amalek, which is the secret of the liver, that is Samael. The mouth is the secret of the seat, Kisei, that is the throne, Kes, of Hay. This is what is meant by blow a shofar at the new moon, at the full moon, literally at the Kese, at the covering, which is the mouth, meaning Malchut, that is the throne of the last Hay, of Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh. It contains the five restorations of the mouth, as explained before. The five restorations of the mouth are the five parts of the mouth that bring forth the 22 letters. And within the letters that come forth from the same part of the mouth, that's one of the known letter substitution mechanisms. And again, this verse, where is it coming from? How does it relate to what's been said before? What is it answering? And at the same time, it brings forth amazing information. It says that one throne is higher than the other, and that's the first throne, which is the heart. And the heart is Bina. But then it says that the second throne is the mouth, which is Malchut. So how do we explain that the heart is lower in the body than the mouth? And the real explanation is very, very esoteric. But this is a world that is upside down. What does it mean, upside down? Typically, it's explained that the people who are powerful in this world, that in the next world, they will be the lower, will be lesser. And that the people who are humble and not recognized by the world at large as important, they will be the leaders in the next world. They will be the hierarchy. They will be the top of the pyramid. But there's another way of explaining it as the mouth, which is Malchut, but it's Malchut of the head. Because another Malchut is our hands. And a third Malchut is our feet. And these are different patterns within the body. And in the torso, you have the heart, which is definitely Bina, the essence of the torso, of the chest, Tiferet. And that is in the truth is a higher location than the mouth, because the Zohar speaks of the heart of the mind, implying that the heart is a higher level than the intellect, because this is an upside down world. Verse 14. My shofar kanevav kol desalik min hakane legabe puma detaman Hashem v'Hashem mine tikunin tadibura deinun shafivan v'shinayim v'chech shifvan terein shinayim v'tochanot Terrain minin vechev vechech ha chamesh detachanin kenahar deihu kol kegavna detachanin rechaya leapaka kol vedibur benafik mibinad bedeliba vechama. Mahashava. He explains.